Blog Talk Radio.
I love to praise your holy name, Abba Father. I love to praise your holy name, Abba Father. I love to praise your holy name, Abba Father. I love to praise your holy name.
Good evening, Solutions Radio listeners all over the world. This is Shikomwangi, your host for tonight, standing in the gap on behalf of Prophetess Muaka Tuajira Yesu. I welcome you to another episode of Solutions Radio Show. Tonight we are going to highlight our upcoming conference in Zambia. Our Fresh Aroma Zambia Jubilee Prophetic Conference to be held in Lusaka, Zambia, August 1st through the 4th this year, next month. The theme for the conference is Seasons of Liberty, Leviticus 25:10. Conference, we have dynamic speakers, beginning with our host, Apostle Darius and Prophetess Muaka Tuajira Yesu from the USA, whom you all know and love. We also have Bishop Michael and Apostle Cherie Price from the USA. From Zambia, we have Ambassador Dr. Inonge Lawanika. From Uganda, we have Dr. Abed Bwanika. From Zambia, we have Prophetess Elfrida Mushambazi. And also from Zambia, Pastors Moses and Victoria Chiluba, a dynamic and prolific speakers you do not want to miss hearing what they have to say. We also have dynamic psalmists from Zambia, Pastor B.J. Ngosa, from Botswana, Pastor Saone Muhwati, from Kenya, Pastor Lena Ochieng, and from Zambia, Penjani Nguni. They will be ministering in psalms, in praise, and in worship. This conference will be held at Intercontinental Hotel, Haile Selassie Avenue in Lusaka, Zambia. The schedule for the conference is as follows. Friday, August the 1st, 9 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m. Saturday, August the 2nd, 9 a.m. is the business breakfast. Tickets are 250 kwacha, and you can purchase these tickets at Radio Christian Voice and also The Sound at the Arcade Mall. The speaker for this business breakfast is none other but Dr. Abed Bwanika. Sunday, August the 3rd, 2 p.m. and 5 p.m. Monday, August 4th, 9 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m. That is when the meetings will be held. For further information, you can go on our website, www.fresharomaministry.org. You could also find us on Facebook. We have a page, Solutions Radio Show. You can like that page. You will find the flyer there and on the information that you need. You could also go to our other pages. We have Women of Destiny, and also we have Fresh Aroma Ministry. So we welcome you to find us on Facebook, find us on our website. Tonight, we're going to hear from Ambassador Dr. Inonge Lewanika, a message she preached of two walking together in agreement. She'll be one of the speakers for the Zambia Jubilee Prophetic Conference. You will be blessed by this lady, and you will partake of the ambassadorial anointing. So if you want to hear more of her, you can join us for the conference August 1st or 4th. Listen on and be blessed.
And I, we did our homework in the hospital. We don't want to lose time. We bless the people of God with smiles and cheers and the light and the love of God. Amen. Why don't you look at them? If the pastor allows you, you can come here and do your reading.
Matthew chapter 18, if you're there from verse 19 and 20, Matthew 18, 19 and 20, it says, are we there? Okay, it says, again I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. That's Matthew 18, 19 to 20. Our second reading comes from the book of Amos. Amos chapter 3, verse 3. Amos 3, 3. The Bible declares that can two walk together unless they are agreed. Amos 3:3. Can two walk together unless they are agreed? Then we continue to our third reading in the book of Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes is right after Proverbs. It says Ecclesiastes 4:9-12. And I read, two are better than one, because they have a good labor, because they have a good reward for their labor. Verse 10, for if they fall, one will lift up his companion. But woe to him who is alone when he falls, for he has no one to help him. He has no one to help him up. Again, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one be warm alone? Though one may be overpowered by another, two can withstand him, and a threefold cord is not easily broken. Then the last reading is from the book of Deuteronomy 32:30. Deuteronomy 32:30. Deuteronomy 32 verse 30, if we are there. The Bible says that how could one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight unless their rock had sold them and the Lord had surrendered them? Blessed be the word of the Lord.
Amen. Praise God. One can chase 1,000, but when you come together and there are two, you chase 10,000. But I also want to appreciate the intercessory team. I tell you, when I walked in here, the house was already on fire. Jesus was already here. My heart leapt out. It was so wonderful to find that the intercessors were already here and they've already opened heaven for us. I also want to appreciate the praise and worship. They ushered us into the inner chamber where we go intimately with the Lord and we talk one on one. The prayer of agreement, praying in one accord. You know, yesterday, Pastor Mwaka said something about the prayer of agreement. I said, there goes my sermon. And then this morning, Pastor Darius was talking about us as a family. I said, praise the Lord, that's confirmation. Twice from the heads of the house. The prayer of agreement, praying in one accord. If two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything, not something, but anything that they should ask, it shall be done for them by my Father who is in heaven. Abba Father is just waiting for us to agree. to pray the prayer of agreement, to be on one accord. All the riches, all the solutions, all the problems are ready. They are just waiting for us to come together and agree. Where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst. Thus says the Lord. The prayer of agreement, praying in one accord. The Lord has given us power. Right from the beginning of creation, we were created to dominate, to subdue, to rule, and to take authority. This is most effective when we work together as a group, when we work together as two, when we are in one accord, when we are flowing together, when we are going in the same direction. Then we can take dominion more effectively, subdue, rule, and take authority. I had the honor and pleasure of being in Uganda last month at the National Prayer Breakfast of Uganda. Every 8th October, Uganda stops and they have a national prayer breakfast. All the leaders, all the people come to pray. And their motto of the country says, for God and my country. The country doesn't come first, but God. For God and my country. And I commended them. Because I said, thank God you put God first. For unless the Lord build a house, the builder worketh but in vain. Unless the Lord watches the project, you are just wasting your time. And President Museveni said this, challenged the believers. First of all, he said he has been looking for Christians who are not corrupt and who do not steal. Wow. He looks around because, you know, medicines are stolen from the hospital, money is stolen. So one day he searched and searched and found a nice medical Christian little girl and made her minister of health. And she is shining. Amen. Then they also, Kampala City had problems of sewage or what. The president searched, found a Christian, and Kampala, the sewage is working. Wow. What a testimony. Amen. The rod of the wicked shall not rule of us.
That's right.
But if we are sleeping, working in isolation, fighting each other, not supporting each other, the wicked will continue to rule over us. And this is what President Museveni has said to the believers. Said, you believers and followers of Jesus Christ, from the creation, what the Lord told you, you have only done one thing, part of it. Increase and multiply. That's all you know. This is President, huh? He says, for him, he's waiting to see a real Christian before he says yes to Jesus. He's been disappointed too many times. He said, you Christian, from the commandment of God, you have just taken part of it. Only increase and multiply. But you have not even started to dominate, to take dominion, to subdue, to take authority. He said, when the Christians, the followers of Jesus Christ, arise and dominate and subdue, and rule and take authority, all the problems of Africa will be gone.
Amen.
Africa has so many resources.
Right.
Everybody is going to get them because the Christians are not rising up. They are not taking dominion. They are not subduing. They are taking authority. Some are even running away from taking dominion. God will bless you in Dallas, will bless you in Ghana, will bless you anywhere. Just ask where he wants you to be. Wherever you are, you will take dominion. Joseph was a little boy, foreigner. He became prime minister. He took dominion.
Amen.
You have to know where God has called you.
Right.
You may be scrubbing flaws, not fulfilling your destiny because you are in the wrong place. The Lord has laid out the whole strategy. Everything is just waiting for you to walk through. But you have to know where your calling is. And where your calling is, you will arise. You will dominate. You will subdue, you will take authority. You will rule, you will shine.
Amen.
Know about it.
Amen.
And the Bible says, as we have heard, one can chase 1,000. But two can chase 10,000. It's double, double. When we come together and agree,
right,
it's double, treble, treble, treble. If we work alone, it will be 1,000 here, 1,000 there. But if we come together, then we are going to dominate. God himself gave us examples. You remember the Tower of Babel? The people came together. They came together. In order to agree, you have to come together.
That's right.
Okay? It's not easy to agree when somebody is there, somebody there, you don't talk, you can't agree. But in the Tower of Babel, the people came together. Okay? Then they agreed. Then they were in one accord. They had one language. And one language means just you are agreeing on the plan, on the project. And these people, Jesus had not come. The Holy Spirit had not come. But the principle of God, whoever obeys it, whether they are Muslims or Hindus or anybody, if they obey the principle, it will happen. If you just come together, you agree, you are one accord, and you are in the same wavelength, it will happen. That's why these heathen are flourishing. That's why people are coming from Asia and taking over the whole world. Because they are coming together, they are agreeing, and they are in one accord. And I told you, I think the last time, that in China, they don't have a word for problem. They don't have. They only have a word for opportunity. So when they hear, for them, problem is translated into an opportunity. Wherever there's a problem, they pack up and say quickly, there's an opportunity. Let's go. That's why they are here. They heard that there's a financial crisis, they are here. Because for them, in their mindset, it's opportunity. That's what the Lord has taught us, but the Chinese are implementing it and running ahead of us. Yeah, and the Lord himself said, now these people have come together. They have agreed. They are in one accord. They are in the same wavelength. They are speaking one language. Nobody can stop what they are doing. Nobody. They are going to build this until it gets to heaven. Whatever they are building will be accomplished because they have come together, they have agreed, and they are in one accord. Now, what about us? We have Jesus Christ. We have the Holy Spirit who has empowered us. How much more we can accomplish when we come together, when we agree, when we are in one accord, and we are in the same wavelength. We are the seed of Abraham. We are the children of the new covenant. Amen. We are empowered by the Lord Jesus. Amen. We have been given power by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. What it is, nothing is impossible with God. Therefore, nothing is impossible with us. Amen. Because we tap in him. Yes. He lives in us. Yes. And everything that we want in Jesus' name, it will happen. Amen. We just have to agree. Whatever we agree on this earth, in this church, in this neighborhood, anything that they shall ask, it shall be given to them by Abba Father. He is just waiting. He is just waiting. If you are fully surrendered, if you are flowing in the Lord, ask. Come together and ask, and it shall be done. There is power in the prayer of agreement. Amen? Amen. Where two or three are gathered in the name of Jesus, Jesus is there. Amen. You don't have to worry about number. You don't have to worry about crowds or no crowds. It just takes two for Jesus to show up. Amen. Two or three, when they gather, Jesus shows up. Hallelujah. So all we need is just to gather and come together. Two or three, and Jesus will show up. Amen. And you know what happens when Jesus shows up? Right. Miracles begin to happen. Hallelujah. The storms. I told to be quiet. He walks on the oceans and the waters as if it is dry ground. When Jesus appears, it is well. It is good news. Problems are solved. Miracles take place. Coming together, two or three, for morning glory, for lunch hour prayer, for the family time, praying with your children. When you come together and pray, heaven stops. They close shop and descend. Amen. Just for two or three. Amen. Praying together with your children, with your family. Amen. Amen. Can two walk together except they be agreed? In order to arrive at your destination, and there are two of you, you have to agree on where you are going, how you are going, which route you are taking, where you depart, what speed, What mode of transport? Are you walking? Are you running? Are you going by bicycle? Are you going by aeroplane? If there is a tug of war, if you say, for example, that two of you agree to go to Chicago, but then one says we are starting on Monday, the other one says on Wednesday, there's a tug of war, then you will never arrive. You have to be agreed. You have to be in the same wavelength. You have to be in one accord. And that is why the word of God says, don't be unequally yoked. Because when you are unequally yoked, then you may never even start off. And if you start off, you will never get there. That is why it says, don't be unequally yoked. It's not only in marriage. It's in business. It's in wherever, whatever you are doing in partnership, you must be in one accord. And you know the Jewish people, I'm sorry it's a bit hot. Today is Dallas Day. May I take off my jacket?
Yes.
With your permission, please.
Yes.
Asante. Thank you very much. You have to be in one accord. And equally yoked is not only marriage. It's everything. Partnership. In business. Whatever you are doing. You know the Jews, what they do? One of the reasons that they flourish is because they put in practice the principles of God. First of all, they read the Bible. They read the Bible. They read it even to their children. And fathers are fathers. Fathers are the head of the house. The father rises up like Jesus did and prays. They read the Bible everywhere. And whoever reads the word of God and internalizes it, you'll be successful. Because the word of God is living and powerful. And it is a sword. And you know what else the Jews do? They only bank with each other. They do business only with each other. They only do business with even... I have a friend who's a billionaire. His secretary is Jewish. All that network, the most important network and partnership is with Jews. And you know what else they do? In the shops, you know that they shop only in Jewish shops. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, when Jews come to a city, they look for a Jewish shop. If there's a Jewish shop selling bread, and another person is selling bread, they'll go to the Jewish shop. That is why they are so rich. And you know what is behind that? Because they tithe. So imagine I tithe, okay, and Pastor Jean tithes. And then I do business with him. It's double-double because the two tithes multiply each other. Do you understand it?
Yes.
If I go to his shop, he tithes. And I tithe and I buy, my tithe and his multiply. Tithe. That's why they are successful. They just apply the principles of God. Tithe. Deal with each other. If somebody has a business here and all of you support that business, it's double, treble, treble. It will be happen. And I want to tell you, you have to be careful who you walk with. Watch out who you walk with. Watch out who you ride with. Watch out which boat you get in. Okay? You have to watch out. Remember Jonah? Do you remember Jonah? He got in a boat, right? If you ride with Jonah, you may not get where you are going. Or you'll be delayed. You understand? If you survive the Jonah, you will arrive empty-handed. You know why? Because all the goods were thrown overboard. So watch out who you walk with. You may never arrive, or you'll be delayed, or you will arrive empty-handed. Watch out who you walk with. Can two walk together? Except that they be agreed. Watch out who you partner with in business. Watch out who you partner with in everything. Who is your prayer partner? Who is your covenant partner? You know, covenant is God's idea. That is why the first covenant was made by God himself. It was made by himself and Abraham. And he gave us an example of covenant. And in many of the African traditions, they have covenants.
Yes, two cannot walk together unless they agree. That was Dr. Ambassador Inongela Wanika. She'll be one of the guest speakers at the Fresh Aroma Zambia Jubilee Conference, August 1st through the 4th of this year. I trust that you have been blessed by her. This is just a taste of what will happen August 1st to the 4th. The hosts of the conference are Apostle Darius and Prophetess Mwaka Twajira Yesu from the USA. Other guest speakers include Bishop Michael and Apostle Cherie Price from the USA, Dr. Abed Bwanika from Uganda, Prophetess Elfrida Mushambazi from Zambia, Pastor Moses and Victoria Chiluba from Zambia. Together with them, we have anointed guest psalmists, and they are Pastor B.J. Ngosa from Zambia, Pastor Saone Muhwati from Botswana, Pastor Lena Ochieng from Kenya, and Penjani Nguni from Zambia. All this and more at the Fresh Aroma Zambia Jubilee Prophetic Conference, August 1st to the 4th. And the schedule is as follows. August 1st, Friday, 9 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m. August the 2nd, 9 a.m., Saturday morning, is a business breakfast. Yes, guest speaker will be Dr. Abed Bwanika, and tickets for this session are 250 kwacha. You can find them at Radio Christian Voice or at the Sound at the Arcade Mall. 250 kwacha for this morning session. The other Saturday sessions are 2 p.m. and 5 p.m. Sunday, August 3rd is 2 p.m. and 5 p.m. Monday, August 4th is 9 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m. The theme for the conference is the Season of Liberty, Leviticus 25:10. More details can be found at our website, www.fresharomaministry.org, www.fresharomaministry.org. You could also find us on Facebook, Solutions Radio Show, like our page, and you will find the flyer there with all the information. We also have other pages, the Fresh Aroma Ministry page, and also the Women of Destiny page. All this is on Facebook, or you could send me a message, Chiko Mwangi. You could inbox me and ask me any questions regarding to this conference. Well, I trust you have been blessed. Thank you so much for joining us this evening, and I trust and I pray that you will make your way to Lusaka, Zambia for this conference that will be held at Hotel Intercontinental in Lusaka, Zambia. Well, you all have a good evening. May the Lord bless you, and may He continue to shine His face upon you.
I love to praise your holy name, Abba Father. I love to praise your holy name.